Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, BFF's episode, we have Little Yachty, who we just spoke with. Josh just got off a live stream with Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah.
No heads up that you're just going to be late?
Dude, I wasn't supposed to be late. I'm so sorry.
Who is running your schedule?
I have Christina and Michael that usually run it, yeah.
Got it. Because I consider myself a fairly busy guy. Like, you know, I got into, right now I'm saving the world. I'm in the middle of this Robin Hood fucking thing. So I'm doing interviews every 10 seconds. I can't have co-hosts be late for 10 minutes. Little Yachty's on before. They're like, where's Josh? It's like with Mr. Wonderful. If Gruen's going to double schedule you, I'll choke him out and just stop doing it. Like, I mean, when we have a 3 o'clock with a guest, like, I can't do, like, we have, I don't know what the average has been on DDTG, my day trader stream this week. It's like 20,000 concurrents, like, to watch. I'm not doing it today, so I can do this at 3, and then I show up. It's like, where's Josh? He's with Mr. Wonderful on a fucking live stream.
He was so wonderful, he captivated me for an extra minute. I can't let it happen again. It was scheduled to end at 12.
It's Gruen. He Gruen pulled this shit last week, and I yelled at my guy Kevin. I'm like, do you want me to call Michael Gruen and tell him when we have something scheduled, I move all my shit around, so that's when that has to happen? Because I'll fucking tell Gruen that. Anyways, so you got me now. This is our first friend fight. But, like...
this is the first BFF fight.
Correct.
It is.
But when it's like, where's our guy? Like, little fucking Yachty was driving around. He's like, oh, I thought this was live. He's coming back. Like, everyone's dropping. Where's Josh? He's on fucking... What do you mean he's on live stream? Anyhow. So he's going to join in 3 seconds. And now we got Lil Yachty.
Yes.
Welcome.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Do you know anybody that you're talking to right now, Lil Yachty? Have you met Josh? Do you have any? Are you just like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
All right. That's kind of what I figured.
Good. Right. Great. All right.
All right. So welcome to the podcast. I'm a fan of yours. And believe it or not, you're a pizza guy, right? Obviously.
I'm only a pizza guy.
So your people reached out to me because I actually would argue I'm one of the top pizza guys in the world. Like, I eat pizza.
Really?
Yeah, so I do a review every single day. I like different pizza place every day. I've been doing it for 5-6 years, like just nonstop. So I've tried over 1,000 different pizza places. And I think you opened a pop-up pizza place in New York City.
And in L.A.
Yeah, and your people reached out to do a pizza review. I wasn't in town, and then we never rescheduled it. But I actually kept reaching out to you to try to get you involved.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I eat pizza every day. I've been doing it for the last, like, 12 years.
Now, do you just eat it on your own, or you document it?
No, yeah, like, I don't eat anything else. Like, I've never tried much of anything else. I've only had, like, 5 foods.
Do you have a favorite spot?
For pizza?
Yeah, for pizza.
I like Delicious in L.A. a lot.
Huh. I've never heard of that.
Delicious. It's amazing.
What about New York?
I'm not a big fan. It was a spot that I found that I genuinely loved, and I forgot. There's also pizza on 158th or 156th in Broadway. It's in Harlem. That's really good. I'm not a big fan of Prince Street. It's okay. It just looks like a murder, like a massacre. Like, it looks really sloppy and red and saucy. It looks like a murder
scene.
Had
the LA? Have you had the LA one yet?
LA what?
Prince.
No.
Yeah, I know they opened that recently. I like Prince. I think Prince is good.
It's not bad. Like, I had it recently. It was good. It's just the appearance of it is really scary looking.
Okay. That's interesting.
What's the go-to pizza? What's, like, the go-to? You pick one pizza. What is it?
Delicious.
No, I like frozen.
Like toppings, frozen, like toppings.
You're talking about pepperoni.
Pepperoni pizza? Just OG, easy, nice.
Pizza what do you for think breakfast?
Not for breakfast. They used to, it was so weird. Back in grade school, they used to sell pizza. And, like, you come to school early and go to the cafeteria, they have pizza and for breakfast. I thought it was weird.
Did you say you're a frozen pizza guy?
I love frozen pizza.
All right, what's your go-to there?
I like DiGiorno's, but I also like...
Ugh, gross. Overrated.
I like DiGiorno's, but I also like... I can't think of the name of it. I like the oven baked. It's an oven baked, and I can't remember the name.
I feel like that's DiGiorno. Is it?
I want to say Red.
Do you guys
Baron,
have Delicio?
Sure.
Red Baron. You say? Red...
I like that too, though. What he just said, my dad likes that.
Delicio, Delicio pizza or whatever.
Yeah, Delicio. Red Baron is one.
I think it's Red Baron.
Yeah, that one's okay. We actually have our own line of frozen pizza coming out not too long. It's going to take
really
pizza. Yeah, I'm telling you, we're deep in the pizza game. Like. Deep in the pizza game.
I've been trying to get a pizza sponsorship. Like, I've wanted to do Papa John's or Pizza Hut for like years now. Like I've tried to get a sponsorship. I just did some with Tostino's recently. I love pizza rolls.
I did something with Tostino's, and then we got the boot. But yeah, we did something with pizza rolls.
I love pizza rolls.
They burn your face off. You got to watch out for that part of it.
Okay. So I'm not big on calzones.
I like a calzone, but now you're flipping around because you don't really get frozen calzones, do you?
Well, no, but I'm talking about calzone in general, but I guess it's because I'm not big on meats. So I like pepperonis and I like pepperonis and I like bacon, you know, so I don't do the hamburger meat. Oh, but have you ever been to in Brooklyn?
Yes.
I think it's called Cuts and Slices.
I feel like you're making up places on me here.
No, bro, they sell, bro, I believe it's Cuts and Slices, bro. They have all kinds of crazy flavors. They had chicken and waffles pizza. They had
in Brooklyn.
It's
called Cuts and Slices?
Yeah, they had. You can look it up on Instagram.
People are looking it up. And Cuts and Slices.
Yes, you see it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. How the hell do I know
what this
place
is? They had shrimp pizza. They had shrimp. They had so many crazy flavors, bro. They had Philly cheesesteak, and it's amazing.
Cuts and Slices. That's crazy. Jeez.
Dave's right. Learning some new things about pizza.
That was stunning to me. That was stunning to me. Okay,
can you
imagine
a chicken and waffles pizza being great, and they serve it with syrup?
No, I can't.
That's what I was about to say.
It's so good.
It sounds
good.
Awful.
I don't know. It doesn't sound too good.
It's so good. I promise. It's so good. It doesn't have sauce on it.
It's a gimmick pizza. That's like I did a pizza review with Jason Derulo, and he ordered the pizza. We did it at Jets, and he ordered it, I believe, if I'm remembering, with no cheese and then like every vegetable in the world. They had to custom make it. It was actually good, but I don't know if that's pizza either. So we got
Jets.
Yeah, Jets is pretty good. And that actually segues. That's like one of the most brilliant segues of all time because they're out of Michigan, I believe, is where Jets started.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Detroit style.
I was in Michigan yesterday.
I'm in Michigan now. I'm in Detroit right now.
Wow, so, I was in Detroit yesterday.
Because that's what you're promoting, right? Isn't that your mixtape, Michigan?
Michigan Boy Bowl. I love Detroit so much.
So what's the connection there?
You know, honestly, Detroit just didn't get a lot of promotion when it came to rap. You know, and there was so many talented guys out of Michigan, you know, in Flint and in Grand Rapids and in Detroit that I just thought were so talented and had these flows that hadn't been had much spotlight. And I wanted to, like, I kind of just took it upon myself to truly showcase them.
So when is that coming out?
Well, I believe the first week of March, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
Guys?
Don't quote me on that.
How did you find these rappers? Are they like well-known?
How what?
How'd you find these rappers? Are they well-known?
Is there a microphone? Okay.
No, not at all. I mean, they're all locally known. I mean, my best friend kind of found him and just kind of put me in connection with him, and it's just kind of from there.
Sweet. All right, so that's coming out March. Are you paying attention to any of the shit that's going on with Robinhood right now? I know you're into the
of
crypto
course
game. So what are your thoughts? I'm deep in it, And I keep saying I'm deep in stuff, but I'm actually deep, and I'm deep in this crypto. I think it was like I lost 700 grand. I jumped in too late on this movement. I jumped in on – I did. I lost 700 grand. Like I basically got my money stolen by Vlad over at Robinhood. So I jumped in the day before they shut down the trading and only let you sell it, and you couldn't buy it. What are your thoughts on all this?
I mean, I think it's fucked up, bro. I think it's the rich people putting the cap on, you know, underclass when underclass found a gap to try and, you know, make some money.
Get
I
back
feel like
at
they
the
put
rich.
A cap on it. Yeah, and they put a cap on it. I think that's corny.
Did you buy any of it?
No.
So what? But you are in on Dodge, right?
No, yeah. You talking about AMC Dogecoin?
Yes, well, I'm talking about two different things. Yeah, I talked about the AMC.
No, we're talking about cryptocurrency and stocks. Yeah. I mean, which ones, though? Which what are we talking about, right? What are we talking about at this current second?
Well, I jumped. I was talking at first the AMCs and the GameStop, which you said no. And then I'm like, but you do have the crypto. Because it kind of got all lumped together a little bit.
In a sense, because you know that whole Wall Street bets, you know the whole that forum, they're just fucking around, really, you know. So it's like whatever they choose to fucking spike up is, you know, however they wake up and whatever they feel like spiking up, it's like that's what it is. But I had Dogecoins like 2 months ago. No, I had like 100,000 coins like 2 months ago.
You said it was like popping.
And I had it before. I just had it. One of my homies told me to get it like 2 months ago. So I had it under a cent, you know? So,
right.
Anything
didn't it get
over
to like
one
seven?
Cent, it got to seven. It got to seven.
Did you
seven
sell?
Cent. No, I didn't. At 7 cents, I was at like 13,000. 13, I was at like 14 bucks. I only put like 1,000 in. So I put 1,000 in. I was at like 14,000.
Jeez.
And it went down.
Yeah.
But I put 1,000 in, so right now I'm still over. It's at like 4 cents now, I think. I gotta check. I'm still over. I'm gonna hold because I mean it was $1,000. It's like, what am I losing with that? Like, you know, so
right.
It's fun. It's fun to watch, it's fun to see it go up and down and you know.
Do you have like other cryptos? Do you have like Bitcoin?
I got so many. I got I wish it's on this phone. If I could go on this phone and check, I bought a little bit of everything, man. From fucking XLM or XLR, whichever one it is, to fucking I wish I could. Hold on, excuse
you went
my
to
camera.
Like the Ethereum and like
Ethereum. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you guys. Yeah, I'm gonna check my Coinbase.
I got my ass smoked with Bitcoin too.
Ethereum.
Really?
Did you buy late on
that too?
GRT, BAT, XLM, Uniswap.
You got them all. I was just a dickhead. I bought it at like 11,500. Like the Winklevosses were over in my, like teaching me about it, saying Elon Musk was going to like mine all the gold in outer space and it would rain down. I'm like, these motherfuckers are crazy. I'm out. And then it went, but like 2 weeks after I sold it, it went to like fucking 35,000. And
no
all
way.
The, yeah. And all the crypto guys taunt me with little like, weak hands, and they send me little mittens. Because
you didn't hodl like they all.
No,
said.
I didn't.
You
didn't and keep I, it. Correct. And now I'm getting that with the AMC because I was the leader of Have Diamond Hands Hold, and I woke up this morning. I'm down 9 gazillion%, and I'm just like, I'm out of this shit. I'm just getting whacked. So yeah, that's what
they
do.
Gosh,
I gotta tell you,
buy more Bitcoin.
Little Yachty, I have a dumb question for you, Little Yachty.
Okay.
Whenever somebody has Lil, like L-I-L in front of the name, what do your friends call you? They just take that part out and call you Yachty, or they include Lil?
My friends call me Boat.
All
so
at once?
So some still call you Lil?
No, they call me Bolt.
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 Like Lil Boat. Nickname. You don't know about that, like, Dave?
Yeah.
But they don't say the Lil part.
No, just Bolt.
Got it. Also, I declared, and this is going to be like the big whitest guy probably thing to ever say in the world, but Magic in the Hamptons was my song of the summer.
Okay.
I declared that song of the summer.
That's definitely a white thing to say.
at least I called it before I said it.
I mean, but it was a great song, though.
It's
he doesn't sound like he likes it.
It's cool. I made that. You know, when I did that verse, I was dating a girl, and I made that verse about a girl 2 years ago, and that I'm not with anymore, obviously. So I mean, it is what it is, and it's whatever. I don't know.
Do you get sick of your own songs?
Sounds that way.
Oh, of course. Oh yeah, right. Of course. That's a good song, though. I like that song. I like that song.
Okay. Do songs
I like the guys who made it. I love those two guys. Man, they're really good. They're really cool guys.
Are songs of yours like? Do you feel like they get tarnished, like when you write about a girl and then like that girl does something to you and you break up with her? Do you feel like you just like can't look at the song the same after?
Nah, because I ain't never been in a relationship that deep to where it was like my heart was heartbroken and nothing. I was just sick to my stomach and didn't want anything to do with a girl. Hey, Nina, can you pass me some a knife?
You gonna kill somebody?
I'm not. I got packages to open.
What's your favorite social platform?
TikTok.
And you're all
Twitter. TikTok or Twitter?
Well, there's only like four of them, so I don't know that you can pick two of the four. You got to pick one.
There's like four social media platforms. How Twitter, are you going to pick two?
I'll say Twitter, Dan, because Twitter, man, the sense of humor on Twitter is unbearable. People are so funny. But then the sense of TikTok is at as well, too. But TikTok can get so corny at some time. Like, you can just get real corny.
It's because there's so many sides to TikTok. There's side, TikTok, but then the soft side.
Man, it's the soft side, black side, cooking side, sports side, evil dark side, where they make fun of those people.
Bro, the other day I was scrolling on TikTok and I ended up on like witchcraft. Yeah. I don't know how I got there, but I was there. It was a freaky place to be.
Mexican drug cartel TikTok. It's crazy.
That's a lot of sides of TikTok.
There's a lot. Yep.
Can I ask you? Go ahead, Josh.
I was just gonna say, what side would you like? Would you put yourself in? I guess, like when you're making TikToks, what side of TikTok are you on?
Celebrity TikTok.
Right. All right.
But you don't know.
No, they just started a thing where you can't be under 13
to be on TikTok.
You have to be private. You have to be a private account. I think that's what it is.
Really.
I thought that's what I don't know if they completely banned
my girlfriend's little brother got banned twice. He's under 13 and they banned him at his account twice.
Actually, yeah, that just happened to my younger brother.
Yeah, even if you put your age over, that's like they just I don't know if it's something to where they just can tell you under 13.
Find out. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy because isn't that kind of how it like starts super young, isn't it?
Exactly how it started.
I mean, TikTok is full of children.
Yeah, so why do they want them out?
I don't know. You know, it's just not safe, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's just because the platform's gotten like such an older demographic. Maybe there's too many creepy 43-year-olds like you, Dave. Right. So
maybe they're starting it. Speaking of, well, I have two questions. First, and this again could be, how often do you change the beads in your hair?
Every week.
Is it easy? Does it take a long time?
2 hours, maybe.
Oh, that's not that bad. So do you like? You already have your next. Like, how many of these beads
do you
have?
The next colorway? Do you have, like, the next idea?
No, I mean, I have beads, but in a moment.
Do you ever bring the red hair back?
Nah, I killed my bleach is too harmful in here.
I feel that pain.
Yeah.
So, this is old.
I know.
That's new, actually, Brianna. You're brand new with that hair.
Yeah, new hair. New me.
Yeah, bleach made all my hair fall out.
Probably not a good move to go back to that.
Last question.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you want to go?
No.
You hang out with TikTokers like Larry and Quinn. How the hell did you like meet them? How did you become friends with them?
And fucking James Charles.
Yeah. How the fuck did that come about?
That's Quinlan, man. Quinlan bring me around all the TikTokers. She loves bridging gaps.
But she knows everyone. How do you know her?
I've known Quinlan for almost 3 years. I met on Twitter like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We just became friends. She's cool. not her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend. It's my assistant.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So, I wasn't even going to bring it up because it's old, but you got a beef. You're going to be like, it didn't matter. I can already tell.
Oh, with Brian? Or Brian Hall?
Yeah, Brian Hall.
Bryce Hall, not Brian Hall. Bryce Hall. Bryce Hall.
It was. You should have just kept it Brian.
Well, that's what he got. Yeah, so he and I are in a fucking beef. So you guys made
They've been
up.
Going back and forth.
He and I. Me, consistently, yeah. I can't tell if it's real or fake anymore, to be totally honest.
I assume it's fake, bro. He's not. He don't want no problems, man. Like, I thought our beef was real. Then he hit me like, hey, man, I'm just joking. I was like, I don't come from that. Like, we don't play like that. So, you know, but he's cool. He's a kid, man. He's an internet kid. It's not, I know for a fact it ain't. I don't even know what y'all going back and forth over, but I know that's not. He not feel like that. It's cool. It's love. I'm sure it's just some fun shit. Fun stuff. I don't know where this is going, so I keep cutting my back. Fun
no.
stuff. Fun
I think
stuff.
You just kind of probably summed up the beef, though, in reality.
Yeah, no, nah, y'all ain't no real smoke. No, he's a kid. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. Probably got our A's and shit.
What did you just? What was that last thing you said?
I said he probably got all A's, like in school. Like
oh, all A's. You oh, said A's. I heard something. I thought A's. I heard that.
Yeah.
No, I thought you.
No,
I was like, I don't think that's.
A's?
I was like, I don't think that's why he's getting mad. I was
no,
like, that's probably not
no,
the
I
reason.
I think he probably got all A's in school. Like he's a good kid. Like it's no real B's.
Yeah, got it. You guys got anything else for my guy? We gotta eat pizza. I know we gotta do that. But you guys have anything else for him?
We could play a game if we wanted to.
Let's do it. Let's play it.
Okay. We're going to play Kiss, Marry, Diss because we can't say the other words on TikTok.
It's not surprising that I've been. You know how to play this, obviously, right?
Boat. Yeah, it's like fuck, marry, kill, but it's Kiss, Marry, Diss.
Okay.
Yeah, so you pick who you want to kiss, who you want to marry, who you want to diss. The first ones, Savannah Montano, Alexis Ren, and Tammy Hembrow.
I don't know any of these women.
You don't know.
Yeah, I was about to say, me neither.
Any of these Caucasian women.
I know all of them. Savannah Montano dates the UFC guy, Dylan Danis.
You know, I ain't going to lie, y'all. As fun as I just game would be, I respect my girlfriend. I can't play this game.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It would be
he
fun,
goes
though.
For respect for my girlfriend. He can't play.
We have Not some yet. Guys.
It would
we have
be
some
fun.
Guys in the game.
That's gay. So, I would. I
well, it's definitely not gay, but it's the opposite. I respect the opinion.
Yeah.
Like if
okay,
I named,
then scrap
if
the
I,
game.
If I looked at dudes and said who was cute.
Oh, well, no. It's more like it would more be on, like, personality if you do a dude. Like, you like this guy's
like,
personality.
Like, oh, yeah, that dude. Oh, he's cool. I marry him.
Yeah, like you yeah. spend every day with him as opposed to being like you're actually going to stick your dick in him. It's all
right.
How you look at it.
Right. It's definitely a point of view thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's a perspective thing, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't, yeah. I mean, that's really what it's like. Oh, I like this person as a, like, who could you spend more time with? Who could you do one day with? Who would you just
hey, I'm
never
telling
want
you, that's
see?
How I would be on y'all side. Then my side would see that clip and edit it, and I'd definitely be gay. It'd end up on, like, academics or something, and I'd just be like, yep, little Yachty's gay.
That's well, true.
Well, oh my god,
that game's been scrapped. We'll kill whoever came up with that game.
Yeah,
right.
we'll just use the knife you were using to unbox the packages.
That's
word.
Fun.
It's that simple, yeah. Man. I wish it's so crazy, like how like the perception of certain things are in different like eras, not eras, but on different sides of the world. Like how y'all have dudes in that game, and it's fun. Like that would never go down like a rock podcast. Like it would be frowned upon. It'd be like, yo, that's so gay. Yeah. See, the thing is, I ain't gonna get into it.
Are you looking for like buried treasure right now?
I was about to ask the same, actually.
Or maybe
you're building a little boat or something.
I'm a package orderer.
What'd you
like,
get?
You know, like. Oh man, ton of stuff. Like, you know, guys, like I'm just that guy that's always online, like surfing the web at night, just ordering stuff. know, like you know, like I love, like, oh, like I love eBay. I'm an eBay fanatic.
All right. Well, we'll let you go open your shit and go from there. So thanks for coming on, Yachty. You got your new album coming out. You're opening packages. We want everyone to know he doesn't like guys. He's not gay. And he likes pizza. There we go. I think
he's faithful to his girlfriend. Also faithful to the girlfriend.
I love you guys. All of those things. This was a lot of fun. I really want to come back. I've had a good time.
Are you just busting our balls right now? There's no fucking way you had fun.
No, I never.
You had more fun opening the packages.
No, it's never. It's always so serious in podcasting shit. This is fun.
I don't think you had fun, but if you say you had fun, I'll take it.
I'm a honest guy. I have no reason to lie.
That's true. I'll give you that.
He probably would have hung up if he didn't like it.
I'm telling you guys, man, you should watch some of my other interviews, man. I'm stale as a brick. I had a good time.
I've seen an interview where you've walked out before or, like, kind of got pissed that people told him to chill out, like, because they were getting too serious.
Well, I don't think people – it's just sometimes people don't have any respect for people. You know, people that ask questions, if it's a situation going on, before you start rolling, you say, hey, I would appreciate it if you didn't talk about it, and they bring it up anyway when the cameras start rolling. It's just like, damn, you don't have any respect for me.
Yeah.
This looks like one of those, when people want to take an ugly picture of you, so you look down and they get you, that's like our camera angle that we put on Yachty.
No. This is. I'm. I'm trying not to smile, but I got to show these teeth off.
I like the smile. I got a great smile. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. You say you'll come on again. We'll see. Hopefully you will. I'm a big fan.
I promise I will. I had a great time.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.
Peace.
Okay, we got to give a shout out here to our sponsor. Without them, we don't have a show. HelloFresh. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts stressful meal planning, grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking. Get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Eat healthier, never been easier with low-cal, carb-smart, vegetarian, pescatarian options every week. No matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. Go to HelloFresh.com/BFFs10. Use code BFFs10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/BFFs10. Use code BFFs10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. It's America's number one meal kit. Healthy, easy to use. Do it. Support the show. We appreciate HelloFresh being a sponsor. Now, back to the show. That was wild.
I was going to say interesting. Yeah.
It's different.
Do you think he actually had a good time?
I don't know. I felt like I was watching like a POV of box opening.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though. It was interesting. It was cool.
He was a very laid-back guy.
Super laid-back. You could tell he was just chilling, asking some people for knives, maybe pizza.
Well, at one point,
I think he forgot he was on the podcast.
He just doesn't know who we are. So it's like anytime you go on something, his publicist, whoever sets it up, and they're like, you're going on this podcast, you show up, it's like, who the fuck are these people? And you just do it, and that's his world, I assume.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, it's a different world. You saw how the game couldn't even be played. It's a whole different world. Imagine if been viewed as gay.
Imagine if we led with guys.
He would have hung up.
Imagine that was the first thing we did. We started the podcast. Hey, let's rate some dudes.
He would have been out.
Oh, this isn't for me.
I'm going to be honest. I thought Marry, Fuck, Kill was cross color lines. I didn't know that was like, he made it seem like that's a white person thing.
I think it was just because rap fans are pretty harsh. Like, they definitely are a lot more.
Academics would have posted him like being gay.
Academics would have posted that and said something like that. He is totally right that they would have posted a video and been like, Lil Yachty's gay. But it's like, it is who do you want to spend more time with than whose dick do you want?
Like, when we play Marry, Fuck, Kill with guys, I'm not thinking like, oh, I can't wait to penetrate this person. That doesn't cross my mind.
Yeah, no.
Nah. Not a thought.
By the way, before we continue, is chicken fries Brianna's like microphone fucked up? It sounds different to me. Is it okay?
Is it? Hello?
It's okay. I can hear you, but I just want to make sure I guess they're recording it from there, so it'll be fine. Okay. That was one of the wilder interviews I've ever conducted, to be honest. And it wasn't that wild, but that was very traditional, like talk show host situation where the guest isn't always in the realm of who they're going on. So you can just have something where they don't know what planet they just landed on. Most of the times I have somebody on a show, I assume with you guys, they know who we are. They're in on it. They're like, I don't want to say they're fans, but they know what it is. He clearly didn't. So it leads to an interesting interview. All right. So now that we did that, we'll go
Dave, you seem upset today.
We should talk about it. Do you need a vent or something, Dave? You lost $700,000.
Yeah, I think Dave's in a really bad
mood. Bitcoin's going to shit. What's going on, man? Tell us. We're BFFs. We're here.
Let's talk about it.
No, I'm not in a necessarily bad mood. I mean, I got off my chest when Josh didn't show up. That put me in a bad mood. But then I got over it.
I'm sorry.
No, I told you I got over it. I'm just a million fucking things going on, but I'm fine.
Okay.
All right.
Just checking.
I hope so, dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm good.
We're here for you.
You're here for me?
Yeah, BFFs.
100. Come on.
Okay.
But I'm not even a BFF, actually. You guys don't include me in anything.
We could talk about that, actually.
That's not our fault. I don't know who makes those. Like, we've been saying it for whoever. I don't make anything on the BFF social. So, like, I asked the other day, which I actually think, and Josh and I went back and forth on it, on the video of that Disney song, License, I thought that was one of the most creative things.
That was awesome.
That has ever been made with BFFs.
Correct.
100%.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Still don't know who made it. Does anyone know who made that?
Austin made it. He's in the room.
Good for him. That was super creative. Super creative.
Good job, Austin.
Props to you, Austin. That was great.
Yeah, but Brianna, you get cut out of everything. I have no explanation
for that. Yeah, I
do.
You guys are like when there's a sidewalk and there's three best friends, one has to go in the back, you two are in the front, I'm the one in the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a great
analogy.
I'm not in
the group chat.
Fit perfectly. Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the video, though. I like the TikTok, you know, you with your not alcohol. That was a cool video.
Yeah, that's
I saw
a good
you
video.
Had to put the label so TikTok didn't, you know, take down the video.
Yeah, they're getting strict with everything.
Do we have that video? Can we watch it?
Yeah. I guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face in the water.
That was a response to a comment of someone saying, why aren't you included with Josh and Dave? I thought you were a BFF too.
It's a fair point, but I did get you that sweatshirt.
You did. You did.
That's a good BFF.
If you hadn't said anything, I probably wouldn't have gotten
it. Yeah, big time. So that's in the Swales clip. It was your birthday, Josh. Any recap? How's it? I mean, you got a million best friends. So, like, how was your birthday? I saw you all over the place, kind of.
Yeah, we went to Joshua Tree. It was pretty dope. We took, like, a two-hour drive, got there. Had an Airbnb and just kind of hung out. It was pretty laid back.
And are people mad about that?
Yeah.
Why? Yep.
People are mad about
everything. So, yeah, people get mad about everything, but I guess they were trying to say that we were disrespecting COVID because the people I live with, we all got in a car and went to a place 2 hours drive away. Didn't see anyone, by the way.
Remote, yeah.
Didn't see, like, anyone. I don't think I actually saw one other human being. We were in the desert.
Well, you know who's the queen of COVID shaming.
So, that's why, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's why.
Necessary.
I mean, like, you know, it's a little different than, like, getting on an airplane or going to an airport or, like, going to a resort with a bunch of other people, right? Like, we were in a house with the people we live with. It would have been the same thing if I had stayed at my house for my birthday. I would have saw the same amount of people. So I think that's a part that's weird, but at the same time, it is kind of funny. It's a funny situation.
Yeah, that she obviously is the queen of shaming. I don't
to me, I don't know why anyone would care about that. You, like you said, you're all the same people, and who cares the other way? So you did that. That's good. You got a new – now, this, I don't know what happened with this, and I don't know if it matters. This was asked on the Dave Portnoy show where I do more Barstool, but you're doing a weekly segment with Carton and Roberts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a sports segment. So on Fridays, we're going to be going on and just talking about something in the sports world for like 10, 15 minutes.
So for whatever – for the people who don't know, and I'm assuming a lot of our listeners probably have no clue who Craig Carton and Roberts, because they're a little bit older. It's like a radio show. But it was brought to my attention, like, did I care that you were doing it? It's like, no, what, like, why would I care? Did you ask that or did our people ask that?
No, my people asked because they didn't want to step on the toes and be like – I don't know. I think they just wanted to be respectful of you guys in Barstool to make sure that if I was doing something like a radio show, you guys wouldn't mind.
So that was Gruen who asked that?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so then credit, there's points for Gruen. I tore him down in the beginning. But yeah, no, it's like he does his own thing.
He's looking out. Yeah, I think they just wanted to make sure there was no like conflicting interest or anything like that.
Yeah,
so
no, I have no problem.
Gruen was just making sure.
That was nice. Yeah, no, I have zero problem with that. I'm reading his explanation. It's the same as ours. And of course, I mean, that idea for them had to come from this, right? I would assume.
I think it was my publicist that went to them with the idea.
Really?
Or something. Yeah, huh. We just got a new publicist and everything like that. So I think they were trying to like do some cool big ideas to start off, right? Like show that they're working. And they went to him with that idea.
Interesting. Okay, more BFF Sway House cleanup. My thing with what's-his-face, Bryce Hall, continues. And I'm a little bit now lost on where we're at. On
the last video was, I mean, you texted me a screenshot of the DM, and we were both confused because we were like, what's going on?
So put this, I haven't even put this out yet. Like, so on the show, and this is where he takes things, like they won't stop talking about me. And just to set the record straight, I did stop talking about it because you asked me to, but I'm like, if he talks
about
me.
I did ask you to.
Right. You know, like if
you're
going
to have to respond.
Correct.
Right.
So he keeps bringing it up. But he – and I did say, I meant it's like, yeah, I'd love to bury the hatchet. I said that in the show. It wasn't like a huge thing. But he listened to it, and he sent me this DM, put this up. I didn't even send this out. I don't think anybody's seen this yet. But he DM'd me being like, I love your podcast. Love to come on. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then he's like, just kidding, gotcha. So put this up. Do we have it?
I will admit, he did kind of get me, though. I thought he might have been saying, I want to come on the pod. And then JK gotcha bitch.
It.
I was like, oh, I guess he doesn't.
Yeah.
I thought he wanted to bury the hatchet.
Here it is. Here's what he said. Yo, I'm loving the podcast. It's honestly changing the game. Start new ways. It'll be views if I hop on it ASAP. Yeah, it would. I'm like, all right, I'm all in on you coming on. This is at 2:40 a.m. he wrote it. I responded normally. And then the next day, he's just like, just kidding, gotcha, bitch. What's the Sid the Sloth? And I'm like,
JK, gotcha, bitch. That is funny. That is a funny picture.
Boom roasted. Like, what else can I say? Like, oh, you got me, I guess? I don't. And then he's making this video, which I haven't even watched because I'm just very busy. It's like I got a million things going on, and I didn't have time to really watch it. I guess he did like a pizza review.
Yeah.
Oh, I was shown the pizza review yesterday. At first, when I saw it, I thought it was just the like TikTok that he posted where he was saying, you know, like, all right, Dave, let's mend the beef or whatever. You know how he went on like a speech thing and he was like walking across the house. He started with a pool shot.
Yeah.
It was all that. Yeah. I saw that video. And that's why I thought he was just like, oh, I'm going to DM Dave. I'll have a bit in my vlog. This will be cool. I didn't really – I don't know how it ends. Like, is
me
it
neither.
That he – is he – so does he want to – I'm confused. Does he want to make the beef not happen or do happen?
I don't know where he's at. I think he's
– I think he wants it now.
I think he's using it for clicks is what I think.
So then maybe it's – he's on the side now where he's like, I'm cool to joke about it. Like, I'm – this is all jokes.
Right, that's the vibe. I don't know. Well, let's watch it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I guess we got to watch it. Let's see what happens.
All right, right, J-Rod. One Bite Pizza Review. You know the rules. We're trying La Monica's New York Pizza off of Gailey Avenue.
Dude, you're that guy. You're that 40-year-old that still wears skinny jeans with the blog that used to be kind of good, but then you sold out.
God, that was crazy.
Hey, yo, I'm from Boston, too. Tom Brady. Tom Brady going for his freaking death.
Put that in your movie.
Hey. To do a pizza let me get a slice of this. Seven rings, Tom Brady, cheers!
You do that thing where you put the people's faces over the cartoon gifts and you act like it's funny? Oh my God.
That's not me.
Dude, you end people, that's crazy.
For this podcast?
Dude, with the kid that's 25 years younger.
I love that shit! I give this pizza 9.9.
Put this in your movie.
You guys are thinking of Dave Portnoy. That's not me.
Oh, your price off? You're a fucking tool, bro. Fuck you. Thanks for the pizza, though, dude.
One Bite Pizza Review. It's got that Hollywood flop, kind of like a 45-year-old's cock. Let's try it, J-Rod.
Pretty good. A little grease. Kind of greasy.
Yeah, is there grease on my face?
A lot of grease.
Let me put it in my hair. Should I put it in my hair because that looks good?
Pretty fucking good. J-Rod, try this shit.
It's a solid 6.6.
I'd say around the same. All right, guys. I'll probably see you tomorrow at another pizza review shop because that's the only content I do.
Sorry I called you a douchebag earlier, but
go Bryce Hall. Addison Rae, baby, right?
Wait, we forgot to tell him that was a joke.
That was a joke?
Yes, that was a joke. Dave can take a joke.
Yo, Davey, you remember this spot?
You posted a video on Barstool Sports, your main account. Posted us all curling, all shirtless and shit.
Listen, Dave. I don't have a problem with you. You even said you wanted to mend our relationship in 2021.
I want my mending with Bryce Hall because it's fucking up this show a little bit.
Even if it is, just reviews.
Get him in. That would be a huge number.
Dave has mentioned me countless times from comparing me to Sid the Sloth.
Like Sid from Ice Age.
And being as soft as tissue paper.
I won't go after tissue paper.
As you can tell, he's a huge fan. Look how many times he's mentioned me in his story without a single response. That's a lot. So, Dave, this is my message to you. If you want me to be on the podcast so bad like we talked about last night, maybe stop talking shit about people half your age. All right, Dave, best of luck to you. Let's get that relationship back on track. 2021, baby. Peace out.
I still can't tell.
I can't tell either. What does he want? Does he want
I think
to
it's
fight?
It's a joke, a diss, but it's also like now I think I've got the last say. I think it's like a little combo. I think it's a combo move. I think it's like, you know, the one is like, all right, I'm good to start joking. And then the two is like, but I still, I'm a little bit beefing.
My instinct is, and it's everything we've done, is he is taking it still personally. Like, I think he takes it personal. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But even the thing, like, we got to remember how it started, how this all started. Like, Alex called him Sid the Sloth, not me. And then he got bent out of shape about it and started tweeting about me out of the clouds. That's how it started. Like, I didn't even know we had a beef.
No, yeah. It definitely did start with him, like, tweeting at I don't know if he was, like, if he was directing tweets at Alex first or you. I don't really remember on that side. But he definitely, like, right off the bat started tweeting about that show. I just think, like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, because he also says that at the end of it.
Where are you at with him? Where are you at with him? Are you still, like, very friendly with him?
Yeah, I mean, we still, like, talk or we'll text and DM, like, whatever. We just, like, we don't really talk about the podcast. Like, it's just, like, a topic that doesn't get talked about.
See, that makes me think it's real.
Me too. Because he doesn't want to talk about it because he'll get, like, uncomfortable or something.
Yeah. By the way,
we talked about it one time at, like, a little get together for Blake's thing, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm actually not as mad at Dave anymore." Like, he was like, "I whatever." Like, I kind of like moved on from it. It wasn't a big deal. He was like, he's talking about how he was down to come on. I told you about that. Like, we talked about it. He said he was down to come on, but then I think the next week, I don't know if it was the next week after we talked about the commercial thing or something. We also talked about like your reaction to the commercial on a call and how he thought it was funny. So I don't know. I think it's got to be jokes now. That's my say, I would say.
It's tough to tell. I think he's still kind of mad.
I mean, it was a well-made video.
Well,
the
he says
the guy put, like, work into the video for sure. Like, that little edit in YouTube and everything. Like, he even thought of DMing you just so he could put that in his YouTube video. Like, it was definitely thought out.
There was the other video, too, where he said Noah Beck asked him if Dave Portnoy split up the the Sway House, and he said yes.
Yeah. But that's definitely just a views thing, right? Like, that's like, oh, let me put a little drama in my video. Like, I know we'll go on TikTok room. It's going to – like, everyone does that.
Totally. Yeah. I think there's a part of a views, but he's also a little bit like, still doesn't fucking totally like me. I will say, not to, like, I only do one piece of content. I'm literally, like, doing 9,000 things at once. He's like a TikTok guy. As far as I know, that's all he does. But it is crazy.
YouTuber. He does YouTube.
Well, that was a YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, it's YouTube. I mean, it's like, you do more than just pizza review, right? Like, you're doing this podcast right now, so that's already more content.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he picked a time to be like, he's only doing one thing, when it's like, the Barstool Fund is like front page news. The other, like, I'm on every, if you turn on the TV, I'm on it right now. Like, you can't avoid me. It's I'm
the
everywhere.
Stephen Cohen stuff.
Everywhere. Yeah. By the way, are you buddies with Steve Cohen? I forced him off
Twitter.
Did.
I saw that. Y'all, like, Dave, you have a thing with targeting my homies, huh?
You're jealous.
I think the real narrative here is Dave is jealous of my BFFs, and now he's just trying to get them all, like, off my best friend list here so he can be the only one.
I didn't put that together, but there is something that, like, why did I see a note that was cropped out of Dave update, Steve Cohen beef. He was cropped out of the infamous Gruen picture. What does that mean?
He was in the Gruen picture, the one where it's like Drake and Josh that was memeing. He was cropped out of it.
Yeah. The whole Barstool, like, photo with Michael that went kind of viral, not viral, but like through the Barstool network last week, was because of a photo of me, Michael, Stephen Cohen, Griffin, all of us together. And then, like, they cropped it. See? So that's the photo right there. That's all of us together.
And who cropped it?
The KFC. KFC made a bunch of memes about me and Michael and cropped out Stephen Cohen.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. He was in there. I understand. Listen, I'm not going to go. It's a different thing. I'm not going at it. I mean, he has a history of being shady as fuck. He was he paid the biggest fine in the history of the SEC. It is directly related to the company. Melvin Capital gave him billions. So to be like, oh, I think Stephen Cohen's involved, isn't the greatest leap of logic in the history of logic. It kind of, like, you'd be an idiot not to be, looks like he has his handprints on it. So, but I didn't know that relationship. You like him. You're allowed to like guys. I mean, whatever. So, what else do we have? Do we have anything else on Sway House? Do you think I split it up?
No, I don't. I think that's something that people are talking about. It's weird. I got paparazzi'd yesterday about it. Like,
really?
I went to a dinner. I was at, because the restaurants opened back up, and I went with Michael and Griffin out for like a dinner for my birthday, and we got asked about that right away. Like, oh, split up. It's like, it's a really hard thing to say. It's split up, or like, it's still even in. It's weird because, like, half the people are already out of it, right? Like, Jaden was an original. He's a rock star now. Like, he's found his path. He's going down music. Like, Quentin, he's following that music path as well. He was, like, an original member. Keo, like, people, he was huge. He was one of the OGs. He was the first people. Griffin, like, Griffin's going down a little bit of a different path with more of the gaming side of things. So, I think it's, like, Sway was a amazing, like, group of all of us, but we still have our own directions we go in. So it's like, how can you really say it's broken up? It's like a brother. It's weird. It's a weird thing to say. It's broken up.
And listen, there's like, I mean, I'm aware. Gruen and I. Annie, the energy drink.
Annie. Yeah.
You're part of that.
Yep.
And so is Bryce. So like the commercials he's trashing, man, is like your drink. So it's like still kind of all together.
Yeah, of course. That's the thing. Like, people don't realize that. They think because like one week or there's no YouTube content together, or there's like a TikTok hasn't been made or something like that, or there's like this joking around or this beef going on, like that sways end. It's people just jump into conclusions.
And theoretically, just looking at you and Bryce, like, if this podcast explodes and becomes super popular and you become more famous, more popular, that helps him because he's part of your company.
100%. And it's like, I wouldn't ever want it to be any other way where we aren't still like all intertwined in a sense where we're like helping each other, but we also have our own paths, right? Like everyone's growing up. Sway right. isn't the same group it was 12 months ago when it was like all we did was party and we were very irresponsible young kids. Like people all kind of grew up with that. Like I wanted to start focusing more on the business side and taking myself more seriously and caring about my brand. Like Griffin wanted to go down in that path as well. Like I said, with the music, like everyone found their passions and also started growing up. So it's like, you don't stay in a college fraternity forever, right? Like you got to move on. It's kind of like, right. I would say it's kind of like that. It's just like people are, we're all still together and associated, except we do our own things as well.
You know who we got to get on the podcast, which I didn't even, it's crazy. The stuff, so much stuff's going on. David Dobrik created a sweatshirt for the Barstool Fund and donated all the proceeds and like DM'd us. I didn't even know he did that. Till today.
Saw that. Yeah. Saw that on the, awesome. The dock. That's crazy.
He would be awesome on the podcast.
Awesome. Brianna, do you know this one? It's the last. I called her on it. Brianna Chicken Fries friend slides into my DMs. Are you aware of this?
My friend?
Yeah, your friend.
It's a true thing. It did happen.
Who is it?
Put up the DM.
Oh,
I called her right the fuck out. I don't know how well you know her.
Let me see. This is going to be juicy.
You in her pictures. I'm like, yeah, like I'm going to write back to you, and you're a fucking spy.
Oh, my God. No fucking way.
Do you know this girl?
That's crazy. I mean, I met her like a couple months ago.
Are you guys like friends or what?
We've hung out twice. Like, I went to her apartment in Miami. She's nice and all, but maybe she's just using me to get to Dave. Maybe that was her.
I called her right out. She's like, yeah, I'm public and sliding in. Do I get the approval? I looked at her profile. Who do I see? Fucking you.
You know what's crazy?
Is this a spy move by Chicken Fries?
I can't believe she didn't tell me that. Like, wouldn't... That's crazy. Wow.
So, did she get the approval, Dave? That's a question.
No, listen, Josh, I don't mix business and pleasure. The second I saw Brianna's face, I'm like, I'm out.
But we're not talking about Brianna. We're talking about Talia, the person she only met twice.
No, we are talking about Brianna. She might as well have been like an alien. I'm not going to start being like weird and know that you're friends with Brianna. That's like a direct line back to Brianna.
Oh, I wish she never posted that picture with me, and then she could have like, I could have got the deets. I'm like, fuck, she should have deleted that.
Right. I was getting ready to like write back, and then I'm like, wait a minute. And then I'm like,
fuck.
Oh, you're a fucking spy. I'm out on this one.
Fuck, jeez. She should have deleted that. I'll let my other friends know to delete pictures of me before.
I do a little research before any of that. So, and then this guy went viral, fairly viral on TikTok. He did an impression of me on BFFs, which I thought was actually pretty good.
I thought it was quite spot on.
Oh, this is funny, yeah.
No, I don't even know who this girl is. So this is a different girl than Charlie DeStilio. Okay, Olivia Rodriguez. She sings The Driver's License. Okay, so what's the song about? All she wants is a driver's license. No, I'm asking her. No, okay. Oh, she already got... See, that makes more sense. What you guys were saying earlier, like, I had no idea what you were talking about.
You know what's crazy about TikTok? Like, this is funny. And some of the comments I saw you left a comment, Josh. I did, too. Some of the comments, people are so dumb. They're like, don't you fucking go at Dave Portnoy like that. Like, you're fucking dead now.
Oh, like, they think that they're actually, he's attacking you.
Yeah. It's insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, people are so, those type of comments, like, they actually reassure me that I cannot be like cancel culture isn't a thing. Because I look at comments like that and I'm like,
just
you know
stupid.
What? Those people are stupid. Too, like, dumb to even be fans of anyone.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. You're on a different planet.
Yeah, you cannot seriously look at that video and think that guy hates Dave Portnoy and that's why he made that video.
It was like a sketch,
funny
video.
That is the last thought that would have came into my head. Last thought.
If you read the comments, though, there were a lot of them, like, calling for me to attack this guy. Like, he just, like, called me a slur. It was nuts. I mean, that was funny and well done. TikTok headlines. Move. I think that's everything with Sway.
Jackson
Mahomes stuff. Yeah,
Jackson Mahomes is in the comments section. But, I mean, honestly, you can't have it both ways. He's like, I knew it was a joke. Yeah. Well, did you? Then why wouldn't you have come on? You can't 1 second say you're insulted.
Yeah.
Him and Bryce should play. TikTok headlines. Lopez brothers officially kicked out of Hype House. Tony Lopez under investigation for grooming minors. Yikes. Now his brother Andres is in the same position.
These brothers are fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's not a good situation. Bad look for the Hype House.
Not a good look.
Bad
at
look
all.
For bad look for the Lopez twins, really. That's the worst look for it.
Both in on it?
Or they're not twins, I guess. They're brothers. But yeah, I don't even know what to say to something like this, really.
When they say grooming minors, like R. Kelly shit, what does that mean?
Yeah. Like major R. Kelly vibes.
Like messaging with younger girls.
Yeah. Like nudes and grooming them to like there's like circulating drama about people like paying off people, and it's crazy.
It's like a big thing. Yeah. And both of them, both of the brothers.
That's the thing. That like everyone thought it was just one brother for the longest time. Yeah. And now it's both.
Yikes.
I don't know where they come from. It's bad though.
That is nuts. By the way, and I'm seeing on the notes that Charlie, Addison, Little Huddy, Larray, Bryce Hall, Dixie all unfollowed him. You know who came up to me? I was at dinner, and the DeMello's publicist came up. Actually, bought me a tequila shot. Didn't know who the waiter brought over. This and was like, this is from Charlie and Dixie's publicist. And then she came over. She's like, we love you guys. We got to figure out to do something big with you guys on BFF. So we'll see.
Huh.
That's promising.
Interesting.
Yeah.
People always just seem to come back around. You know, Dave, that's what I'm seeing. They get mad for a little bit, but then they're like, oh, wait, it wasn't a big deal. I should come on the podcast.
Have we truly been mean to anybody?
I feel like
maybe Trisha.
I feel like even if it was ever like, you know, mean or like making fun of people, it always came from a spot of pure comedy, right? Like, it's not coming from hatred.
Just jokes.
I think Alex was the meanest.
Yeah, she's not even on the podcast.
No.
Yeah, that was the meanest thing that was ever said, probably. It wasn't even from any of us.
Well, speaking about being mean, Josh, what do you think of Brianna's hair?
You want me to be mean about it?
No, you.
Why?
But you can be mean if you want to be mean. It's a big switch. It's a huge switch. It's like
it is a big switch.
Hate my hair.
I would agree.
My hair was
pretty
blonde.
Pretty. I like it. I don't think it's bad at all.
Before.
I actually think I like it more than the other hair.
Thank you, Dave. You hate it clearly.
No, I think you look good as a blonde. I was just making conversation. It's like if you change the color of your hair, it's a major thing.
Right, like if I come on next week and my hair's bleached, you guys just aren't going to not say anything.
You have to talk about it.
Well, I had a long week of surviving Barstool, so I had to switch it up.
What'd you say?
I had a long week of surviving Barstool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you were doing this thing, Josh, where it's like, surviving Barstool, I don't know legality, but it's like we got some warning message. It's like a certain show called Survivor, exactly like that, except we're doing it in our office, so people live in our office. Brianna's one of the contestants.
Right. I saw a little promo for that Brianna posted.
Yeah. So now, Brianna, have you ever been blonde before?
Yeah. I was blonde for like ever, but then I switched up, and now I'm back to the roots.
Got it. Did you get treated differently as a blonde?
Actually, It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Better or worse?
Better. Fucked up.
Blondes have more fun. All right.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's a saying.
I'm looking through. I think we're into the game portion of the show.
I think we are too. The Lil Yachty stuff, we didn't really talk about a lot of the notes on him.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't really go to that stuff. So I think we're on games.
Yeah. And Lil Yachty, I think you just, like, he's going to decide what you talk about.
No, 100%. He's going to come on and whatever he's feeling, that's the chat. If it's pizza, if it's talking about the beads in his hair.
Does he hate Magic in the Hamptons?
Sounded like it.
It sounded like it. Because when I even said, like, hey, but it's a banger, he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like that.
Maybe
he didn't like that. He did not like that I said it. I got very like only white people like that song vibes.
To be honest, didn't shock me. That's why I said I'm gonna say probably
it's
a white
person
thing.
Song.
Like that was, yeah, of course, White Boy, that's a song you'd like of mine, which I kind of felt maybe I was walking into, because honestly, I'm sitting in my like Nantucket house, like listening to it with like fucking bunch of white guys around. So
while you're spending like $150K a week on your rent in the Hamptons.
I can see it. All right, Zoomer Boomer. We'll end it with this.
Hopefully we don't have another Dave Matthews moment. I can't handle that beef from my mom again.
Me either, Josh. I can't do that. Oh, Nelly?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, good job.
I was scared to say that.
It was Nelly? Ah. Yep. Nice. Solid. Oh,
I know her.
I know who that is. I know who that is. Miranda Sings. That's her name, I think.
Yeah, it is. No, do you know her?
She looks like a third grade school project in that picture.
What I was just gonna say, in what world do you think those colors all match?
Holy wow! That
was like
looks
her
like
thing.
That looks like when the 6 year old daughter like decides to dress herself that day. You know, like the parents just are like give up. They're like, I don't really want to tackle this. I'll just let the kid dress themselves. That's what they come out in.
Wild look.
That's it. Oh, fuck. What's
his name? I know the face.
He was on Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, he's dead, but yeah.
Yeah, he OD'd or something. Fuck, I don't know his name.
Do you know it, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing.
Wait, Chris, fuck. What is it?
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, yeah. Fuck. I feel like an idiot for that
Tommy Boy.
Should have got that one.
Should have really got that one.
Fat Man, Little Coat.
My dad's going to be so mad. I know who that is.
Emo. Is this
guys?
Just,
no clue?
Is this just a...
He just looks like an emo kid.
He just kind of...
This goes to show. He's the forgotten Jonas brother.
That's a Jonas brother?
He's the younger one that everyone forgets about. But he matters too.
Wait, is that real? He's actually their brother?
Or yes. Is that's that like Frankie, a joke? That's Frankie Jonas. That's their brother.
There's a Jonas who's not in the band?
Yes, isn't that kind of fucked?
Oh, my.
Gosh, that sucks.
That explains his whole look.
Yep. It does. I think he's kind of a legend, though. I thought he was... Isn't he on TikTok?
Yes, he's like
Doesn't
famous...
Doesn't he post all the time and like everyone loves him on TikTok?
Yes, because he's like the forgotten brother, so everyone hypes him up.
Okay, so he's low-key, he's kind of like a legend on TikTok then.
Yeah, he's a legend on TikTok for sure.
Right, okay. I remember. That is,
I feel like an idiot because I know who it is, but I don't know.
I know who it is. This is like,
no, this is so whack. Fucked up. This is embarrassing. This is worse than Dave Matthews because, is it John Lennon or something?
John Lennon, you dummy.
I was going to say Elton
that
John.
May be, yeah,
Elton,
got it.
John.
Elton John.
Yeah. Those names sound the same
John
to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Those names sound the same to me.
John Lennon?
Elton John. Yeah, John. The names sound similar.
John
to
Lennon,
me.
Though?
Come on.
All right. Whatever. Wow. That was a bad one.
Wow. All right. Dave, do you know this one?
I don't. Whose error is this from?
It's
everyone's,
mine.
I think.
It's like more my era, I would say, but not anything I would have ever watched. I never watched this show. I just know about it because of I know about it because Nessa, actually.
Could you guess who that is, Dave? Like, take a wild guess.
I mean, people always want wild guesses. the closest I got is Roseanne.
No.
Nah, that's just not it. It's
Abby
don't know
Lee
if I
Miller.
Could...
Abby Lee Miller.
Yeah, yeah. Dance Moms.
Wow, no I can't believe I knew
Zero
that,
clue.
Not the last one. You guys,
oh,
you know who it is, Josh, right? You know
Josh.
Who it is.
Yeah. I know who it is.
What do you mean you know? It's like casual. Like, why would you say, oh, you know, why this guy over the next guy? I mean, what?
Because that's,
said,
he's
you just
iconic.
Said John Lennon was Elton John. Why, oh, you know this guy.
Because that's Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams. That's I couldn't remember the start of his name. That's what it, Robin.
That's so you guys know must have him as like next level or something. If you're acting like, of course you know Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was like huge in the media even recently, and he's in so many movies. I mean, like his story is like massive.
For like 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. But he like he killed himself, so it was everywhere. Like every school, yeah. Like parents talked about it, right? Like it was a massive story.
Okay. Yeah. I love her.
Not a fucking clue.
Really?
No clue at all?
No idea who that is.
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
It looks... Wow.
She was like an unbelievable singer, brief drug problem, OD'd. This is like, we're playing a game of like sad boomer zoomer.
Yeah,
like,
this has gotten really...
Yeah,
people,
it
like,
is.
Killed
They're
themselves.
All dead. Yeah, this is kind of fucked up.
This guy's a fucking dickhead, dude.
He's the worst person ever.
The worst?
Yeah.
The worst.
He's
yeah.
just like not a good dude.
Wow.
Yeah. All around.
Who is he?
Bad guy.
Wow.
Austin
McBroom. Cheats on his wife, is like gross and like is weird towards his children.
He has like a clean family channel on YouTube. Like he's one of those family vloggers that are like super like, you know, everything's like super clean and it's like you. And then like shit comes out about him like hiring like
awful.
Hookers all the time.
Yeah.
Cheating on his wife like. Every like, just not a great guy, honestly.
Yeah, bad guy.
Talks mad shit about beating people up too, even though he has like a daughter. He should probably be more worried about than like fighting internet celebrities, you know?
It's facts.
It's like priorities.
I want to see Dave try to guess this one. Do you know Josh? You probably.
I know. I've seen. Them on TikTok. I don't remember
See
their
them?
Name.
What does that mean?
We probably I've didn't. Yeah, give it away. Seen them on TikTok. Him on TikTok.
I've seen him on TikTok.
Well, there's a difference between a him and a them.
It's a him.
I didn't want to give you a closer guess.
Yeah, because he's dressed as. He's dressed pretty in this.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
It's Spencois.
Spencois? Yeah, see, I would have never guessed that, but
yeah, he like runs my For You page.
Runs it, eh? I've definitely seen him a couple times. I forget what type of videos he makes, but I've
he
definitely
screams.
Seen his face.
He screams very loud. He's a screamer. Oh,
All
that's
right.
it.
That's everything.
That's Zoomer versus Boomer.
That was Zoomer versus Boomer. I think that's another episode of BFFs. Yeah.
I have a couple questions.
Oh yeah, let's do it. I always forget about the questions.
One question, will there ever be any opportunities for a fan to get on the pod?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a stupid question, right?
Wow, shut that down one.
Well, it's like,
real quick.
Who wants to see a fucking fan on it? People ask that. I've always had people ask that. We've had advertisers try to sell that. And then you think back, like, when do you see a fan on, like, content? You don't.
Yeah, it's
right.
awkward. And then it's just, like, them fangirling.
Yeah, and nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
It's cooler to do, like, if you're going to do something with a fan, like, do a meet and greet, right?
Yeah,
or, like, do a show or
totally,
or
yeah.
anything.
Totally.
Like, a, yeah.
I didn't mean
I
that
agree with that.
In a negative way to
fans.
Any fans, but you just, like, if you're watching SportsCenter, you don't suddenly see a fan sitting on the desk with Scott Van Pelt. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Right.
Last question. When can we expect those BFF sweatpants to drop?
So I got to get the pair to Josh. She's working on them, but we still have like a month probably till those are ready.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
All right. I'm going to get crucified for not being on DDTG today because I sold all my shares and people are saying I have paper hands. Whatever. I'm talking out loud. That was BFFs.
That was
yep.
BFFs.
That's the show.
And what a show it was. We'll be back next week.
What a show.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
See you, man.